Thank you, sir.
Listen, Holmes, to me. On the 4th of January, you crossed my path. On the 23rd, you incommoded me. And now, at the close of April, I find myself placed in such a position through your continual interference that I'm in positive danger of losing my liberty.
Mm. Have you any suggestions to make?
No, I have no suggestions to make. I have a fact to state. If you don't drop it at once, your life's not worth that.
I'm afraid, Professor, that in the pleasure of this conversation, I'm neglecting more important business. If you'll excuse me a moment while I get my pipe off the mantelpiece here.
I came here this evening, Mr. Holmes, to see if peace could not be arranged between us.
Quite so.
You've seen fit not only to reject my proposals, but to make insulting references coupled with threats of arrest. You've been warned of your danger. You don't heed that warning. Perhaps you'll heed this. Up with your hands, Mr. Holmes. Up with them, right?
Didn't imagine I'd leave that gun loaded, did you, Professor Moriarty? Here are your cartridges. I didn't suppose you'd want to use that gun again, so I took them out while you were talking and put them in my pocket. You'll find them all there, Professor. Billy.
Yes, sir?
Can you please show Professor Moriarty the door?
Yes, sir. This way, sir.
Don't ever say I didn't warn you, Mr. Holmes.
No, Professor Moriarty. No. I never will.